All right, we now join, and he joins us, Alex Pavlovich, and he, of course, covers the Giants for the Bay Area Newspaper Group. Alex, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Bertie?
I'm doing great. You know, honestly, we're going to have to give you your own mailbox at KNBR now. You know that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, you know, last year, Rookie of the Year, no sophomore jinx for you, and you're having another great season. You enjoy this stuff, don't you?
I enjoy myself.
No, I hope you do, but yeah. you enjoy being on KNBR and doing the reports.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know I've come on like today on many a day off, so obviously I like doing this.
Yeah, good. Well, we're glad to have you. All right. Last night, you were in the clubhouse. You did your blog after the game last night. What was the Matt Cain reaction from him and your general impression of how he pitched yesterday?
You know, he still tries to downplay what happened the previous two times, but I do think there was some relief with him that he was able to go out there and have a pretty good outing. I know it wasn't quite what he's done in the past and did run into a little bit of trouble there in his last two innings, but it was still much better than it's been the previous two times, and I think the Giants were happy to see that. I think Matt was happy to see it, and I know a few of his teammates were pretty happy to see him kind of get back to what he used to be.
You think the umpire, and I don't know if it was to talk about this last night at all, and I don't remember them mentioning it on the rap either. Did Mike DeMuro kind of squeeze it last night on Cain a little?
I don't know if it was just Cain. I think it was everybody. We saw it with the Diamondbacks pitchers, and we saw it in the late innings there, too. I think, you know, there are some umpires who have zones like that, and I think the starting pitcher will get hit by it, and it looked like a lot of relief pitchers got hit by it, too.
Alex Pavlovich joins us. This Tuesday, of course, we have the traditional doubleheader. You'll be covering that, will you not?
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be your first traditional doubleheader, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it would. I guess I don't know if that one in New York counted last year. I don't remember how long the break was during that one, but this will be my third one in two seasons.
Yeah, this is going to be pretty good. I should have asked Wotus a little bit about the traditional doubleheader. But the Giants have a decision to make on a pitcher in that doubleheader. Zito is going to go in one of the games against Cingrani. The Reds haven't announced their starter. What's going to happen for the Giants in the second game?
Well, your crack B-writing crew kept asking Bruce Bochy the last couple of days if he had made a decision, and then about the fourth or fifth inning last night, I looked up and Mike Kickham was pretty deep into a game for Fresno. So I think that tells you all you need to know. I don't think they're going to make a 40-man move just for this one game, especially because the move would be Yusmeiro Petit, and I don't think that's really, you know, something you make a move for. So I think it's pretty clear that Eric Sercamp will be the guy here on Tuesday and will get a shot. And that's a guy who's had a long road back from Tommy John surgery. So it's going to be a nice day for him.
Yeah, a lefty against the Reds, and I haven't looked at all the numbers, but you got Chu to deal with, you got Votto to deal with, you got Bruce to deal with. Why not go with a lefty, especially in this park?
Yeah, and some of those guys, I know it doesn't seem like it with Chu because he got the huge hit off of Lopez, but he really has huge splits when it comes to left-handers and right-handers. So it didn't make a lot of sense all along to have a left-hander, and then once Kickham took the mound last night, I think that made it pretty clear that they had a choice in mind.
Alex, you've been around the club now for 2 years. This is the second half. You know, they win a couple of games, had 3 out of 4 in San Diego. Do you feel some sense of urgency with the ball club that you didn't feel earlier in the season?
You know, I really don't, and I never felt that even when I felt like they needed to have a sense of urgency. I think a couple of weeks ago and before they went to San Diego, I thought they needed that. I thought they needed a guy in there who was making it clear that it was now or never and that they needed to make a run, not just before the trade deadline, but kind of to stay in the division. And they know better than I do. I mean, they're a pretty calm group, and they never felt they were out of it. They never felt they were going to drop out of this race. They never felt they would be sellers. I think in that clubhouse, they always stayed calm, and they didn't really show that urgency. And at times, it's a little maddening because you wonder why they're not doing that when they're having some of these really rough stretches that they had. But, you know, they've gone out and they've won 5 out of 6 now, and obviously playing within the division helps, and they're right back in it. I know they're still way under 500, but really all you have to do is win your division, and they're right there.
Yeah, I always say, how many wins? One more than everybody else, and I don't care how many it is.
Yeah.
And it's different than other years where it said 92, 93, 91, not this year. Whatever it takes to get it done. you look at Affelt last night, and, you know, many of us have played softball in years and had that injury, that adductor, that inside muscle, and when it goes, you can hear it pop, and that's apparently what happened with him. DL probably is in his future. What do they do now in the bullpen? How do they get around this thing? Because they love three lefties.
Yeah, I think the immediate fit is probably Machi, who threw much better the last time he was up here and has done well at Fresno this year. I mean, he did have a rough stretch for a while that got him sent down, but for the most part, it's had a pretty good season. I think he's probably a guy that you see today and probably see until they figure this out. They really don't have a whole lot of other guys down in Fresno who can kind of slide in here and help out and put up good numbers. I know sometimes those numbers in the PCL are skewed, so maybe they've seen things from some of those pitchers that we're not seeing in the numbers. But I think even before this, it probably made the most sense that they would go out there and get a relief pitcher. I know that's what Bruce Bochy has wanted all along, and that's something Brian Sabin has done in the past, and something he does well, and something that, I mean, it's never easy to make a deal at the deadline, but if you're out there looking, you might as well be looking for a relief pitcher because there are a lot of them out there. So I think we'll probably see in the next week or, you know, them making a pretty strong push to bring a guy or two in here.
All right. How do you like Francoeur so far in the platoon of Francoeur and Tanaka? They're two I say Tanaka is a major leaguer. He's had great experience in Japan. Francoeur, we all know from the Braves and Mets and the Royals. How do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, he's been a great clubhouse guy, and you can tell why he's been so well-liked in other spots. I think he's fit right in with the veterans there, and he's been great with the media, which is always nice for us. I think on the field, he looks like he's having good at-bats, and I think he brings some upside. Tanaka has had a good start here, but I'm not sure exactly what the upside is there if he keeps getting at bats. I think he's had good at bats, and he's certainly proven to be a pretty good left fielder. But Francoeur is a guy who we've seen some extra base hits, and we've seen some power in the past. So I think there's some potential there to maybe give this group a little bit of a spark.
Terrific. Hey, Al, enjoy your day off, and you got a busy week here coming up. And then after today, I said to Ron Wotus, after today, you don't see a National League West team until, I think, August 26th, something like that. So August has one of those months that looks like June. It's going to be a challenge for this ball club. So get your rest, and we'll see you out here tomorrow.
I will. You hit the nail on the head. I think if people haven't looked at the August schedule, they really should right now because it is a good time right now for this group, and they're right back in the race. But, yeah, they need to make up games today and the rest of this week because August is going to be really tough.
Yep, it will be. Alex, thank you so much as always, and enjoy the day.
All right, thanks, buddy.
All right, that is Alex Pavlovich, P-A-V-L-O-V-I-C, and you can follow him on Twitter as well.